So let's get into this conversation. The first thing that I want to start with is a company that is near and dear to our hearts. Ian's has been preaching this company for a long time. So last week, Microsoft made news by surpassing Apple, and now has the largest market cap out of any country. So I think it's a
company.
It's like a country.
True indeed.
More than a lot of countries. You're right.
It's like $2.6 trillion in market cap.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I made a post about how the stock has gone up since last year. It's up 60%. It's up like 30% in the last 6 months. Over the last 10 years, Microsoft stock is up 1,100%. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, shout out to 19 Keys. He talked about the HoloLens of Microsoft. Now we're talking about the metaverse and things.
That was a great episode if you guys haven't seen it.
Classic. It's actually a classic. So I think I have to say, it still surprises me that people overlook Microsoft and they don't give Microsoft, I don't think, enough credit. So can we talk about Microsoft? What does this mean? And why don't people fully appreciate Microsoft?
It's pretty bland, right? It's like the old consistent company that never goes away, that just keeps innovating and keeps winning. And so it's easy to say like, oh, I don't want to pick this. And they're always winning, but you should, because it's a staple. And we said this, we told people, you know, I think we gave them a year warning. We said, this is going to be the stock of 2021.
I said the decade, and they laughed.
I said 2021, I'm like, this is it. And I'm like, look, this is going to be it. If you look at what they did last quarter, right? Azure, I want to pronounce it right. Is it Azure?
Azure, yeah.
They were up just the cloud service, right? Because a lot of people don't really, they underestimate what cloud services do for a company, like what AWS does for Amazon, Azure does for Microsoft. It was up 47% this quarter. 47%, more than Google, which has YouTube, right? 47%, the revenue is out of this world. But the reason, and I'll let you talk about Microsoft, but we got to go into the reason why they surpassed them, because a couple companies missed their quarter. So I'll go into that after you talking. Go ahead.
People have to realize, and we talked about it with Nigeria and perception, people try to brand Microsoft as a boring company because of the Ballmer years. You can make your argument after Tim Cook. Microsoft probably has the second best CEO in all of tech. I think that Microsoft will eventually have the number one cloud company. In 5 or 10 years, they'll be number one in healthcare. And as this race we'll talk about later in the metaverse heats up, they're going to be primed to take that space over as well. And they haven't even announced their cryptocurrency project. This is like the moment for the culture when Jay came out with Hard Knock Life and everybody woke up and was like, whoa. Biggie wasn't next to him for no reason. Like, oh, damn. Okay. This is like their Hard Knock Life moment. They haven't even made Blueprint One or Black Album yet with their crypto project. I've been screaming two tech, two index, Apple and Microsoft forever. And even during the Ballmer years when it was flat, that was a great time to build a base. I'm looking at the chart now. In 2016, it was at $57.28, is now at $327. They have 31% for the year for $1 trillion. Market cap company. Write this down. Best strategy is to invest in the number one player in the space. So number one crypto, number one real estate company, number one cloud, number one tech, number one fintech. That's an easy formula to use, and Microsoft is not going to give up this position anytime soon. One of the greatest of all time, without question.
That's fine. I like that analogy. Who's the best MCs? Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas. And now it's like, wait, who? Jay-Z? Yeah, Jay-Z's been here. Yeah, so it's been here. Nas has been here. Rest in peace to Big. But yeah, I mean, like you said, it's something that works so well that people doubt it. And it's been working so well. It's like, why would we invest in that? But
we talked about it before. I've never seen people turn down an easy 35% in my life. I know everyone wants the ones that shoot up 1,000, but you don't want the risk associated with. And if you've invested in this for 3 or 4 years, like, you're looking at 100% return for doing nothing. Like, literally, you put your money on Microsoft. Please put it in chat. If you've invested in Microsoft, have you ever woke up and been worried about your money? I know I haven't.
Not once. Yeah. Not once.
And Microsoft is a heavy backer of XLM, Stella Loomis.
Yes.
We talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. When you look at a company, you got to look at all these other verticals that's involved with. And Microsoft, one of these companies that is not the most exciting company in the world, I'll be honest. It has nowhere near the level of excitement that like Apple has. It's like Apple is like Nike and Microsoft is like Reebok. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Adidas. Let's do Adidas. Don't do Reebok.
No, I'm just saying it's level of excitement. Nobody's excited.
Yeah, but
you still got like, that. You got something.
There are more there are more people excited over Sweetie than they were Michelle Obama, but Michelle Obama is more peaceful for the spirit and soul. You have to pick. To like, we're recording. Want to show your face? Say hi.
Hey, so, what's up? What's
all special guest appearance. What's up? Go wild.
Go wild. That's the motto.
The only way.
That's the motto.
But if I can make the argument that Microsoft hasn't branded themselves or rebranded themselves as sexier so they can slowly take over. Because if it wasn't for those Ballmer years, there would be no Apple. Like Ballmer, I don't want anybody to go to jail, but he should be jailed for how bad his performance was while he was CEO of Apple. And we have to look at the founder. Steve was not better than Bill. They got ahead because Tim took over and Tim had an easier competitor in comparison. But if you look at Microsoft CEO and his beginnings, his humble beginnings, all the focus is on being better and not on the flashiness of the company. Microsoft is what Tesla, what people want Tesla to be for sure.
Yeah. Tesla. Wow. Yeah. And so the reason, and I wanted to talk about that really quick. The reason why it became the number one company as far as market cap is because Apple missed on its earnings. And so we talked about Apple and some of the things, but I want to put things into context, right? When people are talking about missing on revenue, they're really just missing on expectations that somebody's put out, like Wall Street has put out an expectation. But if you really peel back the numbers, right? I'm going to run down the, listen to this, right? So their revenue was up 29% year over year. The iPhone numbers were up 47% year over year. The service numbers were up 25% year over year. The MacBook numbers were only up 1.6% year over year. Obviously, we know with the supply chain issues that you know that plays a major role in it. And then the iPad numbers were up 21% year over year. So the numbers are still increasing. So people are like, wait, miss this number. Should we not be investing in Apple? No, no, folks. That's not what this means.
Don't ever not invest in Apple. As long as
no. Yeah. These companies are amazing companies. Yes, there will be times when they will miss in a quarter. This is one of those times. Same thing with Amazon.
Yeah,
Amazon missed on this quarter.
Imagine if you had Jordan and 96 Jordan on the same team. If they miss one shot, are you swapping them out for Tim Hardaway? Like, shout out Tim Hardaway. But you're not going to change them no matter what. So going back, I know we haven't done in a while the basketball analogy, but if I can get the best three players of all time, I'm not going to move. I don't care what comes on the court or what's available. Those are going to produce year over year, month after month. And for you business owners, I keep telling you, who's going to produce more money for your company consistently? Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, or the employees and consultants that you have now? You know the answer like I know the answer, unless you got the kind of infrastructure that we have. Apple, Microsoft is going to go crazy.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.